Good morning. This morning for Tuesday Stand Up, we have Stacy Frutinger from Rehab Care, and Stacy is going to talk about how therapy can impact your 5-star rating. Stacy, take it away.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you to Leading Age for inviting myself and Rehab Care to spend some time with you guys this morning to talk about therapy in your 5-star rating. It's been kind of exciting. I've been in skilled nursing and long-term care for a couple of decades, and it's definitely been a shift that we have seen, and really that I think the 5-star rating now is really starting to pull together the therapy and facility partnership. I think historically it was, yeah, that's your facility's 5-star rating and therapy's in your building. And I think now it's really, it's not just a facility scorecard. It's a, you know, an overall picture of how the residents in your facility are cared for and supported. And therapy can play a key role in that and should play a key partnership role in that. And that's really the philosophy I want to stress is how do we look to therapy to be better partners, proactive partners, and then same, you know, again, Rehab Care's philosophy in it and how we teach and train our therapists. We're a part of your team. We're a part of this process. We're a part of the facility. We are a part of what the 5-star rating and quality measures turn out to be. So some of the bullet points I know we wanted to cover briefly this morning, immediate strategies for enhancing that partnership. So how do we look to our therapy teams to help us tackle some of these opportunities that we have with what the 5-star rating is capturing and measuring? I think a consistent clinical process is critical with looking at the quality measures. You know, I think there's two sides to this. So looking at quality measures that they've occurred, right? They're historical, but they do give us information. I think we can use that data just like a state surveyor would, or just like the snapshot that this 5-star rating is capturing, and then publishing, of course, right now. So even though it's historical, I can look at that and probably gain some insight on areas that therapy could shift their focus, or we could enhance some training potentially. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. So looking at those quality measures, even though historical, they paint a picture and they give us trends that would give us opportunities for that partnership to take a direction. Another point to this, or another strategy, what are your rehab team's internal measures? I would definitely beg to argue that almost all therapists or therapy companies are measuring internal progress and functional outcomes somehow. Rehab Care, we've got our functional outcome measures, FOMs, super similar to a FIM scoring type model. So how do those correlate to what we're seeing with the data or the results from the quality measures? Are there areas, well, I shouldn't say are there. There are areas that will match up, I guarantee you. Certainly with the addition of Section GG on the MDS, we've got a lot of areas that are now directly matching up. So how does therapy's internal metrics that they're measuring, because we want the same kind of benchmarks. How are we doing with our residents or patients that were on caseload? How did they progress? How did we do? That's our scorecard piece to this, and I guarantee you there's some direct correlations to the same metrics that we see with the 5-star rating overall. So is your therapy partners sharing those? So just as much as we want to sit down and look at quality measures on a quarterly basis or even more frequently, what can your therapy team bring to that conversation as well? Because we have similar data. Also, just reports in general of the more long-term patients in your facility or residents in your facility, what kind of data do we have on those? When was the last time you treated so-and-so, and for what? And what was the outcome again? What were those functional ending scores, so to speak? Are we staying on top of those? Does that drive our proactive identification? So we can see, again, an ending score for a particular resident. Am I following up with that with either walking rounds or some consistent touch base where I'm making sure that functional status is staying the same before there's a decline in flagging on an MDS and a quality measure, et cetera. So definitely something there. Quality tools, I put that as a note to myself. This is something Rehab Care has taken a big initiative recently to actually take just what I talked about, scores on quality measures and then scores on functional outcomes from therapy data, and putting those on the same page and marrying those up. For example, if you've got a particular high incidence or high percentile of pain, short-term pain, well, I want to look at therapies programming and statistics or what have you and functional outcomes in that clinical program. And we track them to that degree. So those functional scores by clinical program that directly tie to a quality measure. So potentially we can identify, you know what, therapy has either not treating a lot of individuals with pain, so that's an opportunity where we are and we're not treating them for very long, maybe that's an opportunity. So therapy is going to go back to the team and have clinical conversations on how we're progressing those treatment plans. But it's a direct correlation, and it's good to see those side by side. So that's something to think about. Definitely an effective tool to see the data and compare clinically how are we managing on this together for sure. Identifying potential risk areas, again, I think this is something that we just have something consistent in place, right? We know that by regulation, the residents in your facilities have to stay, they have the right to stay, and they have to stay at the maximum functional level. So how are we proactively, again, can we get on the front end of this before they're starting to flag on some of those quality measures? All of these approaches and these strategies will highlight strengths and opportunities. And so let's keep going on the strengths. Let's give kudos and make sure we call those out, but then let's also get some action plans together for the opportunities. And again, I challenge that therapy owns a portion of this. This is not, as I said earlier, this is not a facility scorecard. This is a team scorecard. So the therapy can definitely partner with some of that. And then let's set shared goals based on this collaboration. And again, we both own a portion of that. So some of the questions, I think, and talking about action plans, so a goal to me is leading right into an action plan. So, again, are you tracking internal outcomes? Can you report those consistently to me? It can be in a meeting we're already having. We could have those conversations. It could be at risk meeting. They could fit in a lot of different places. But are you tracking those, and will you start sharing those just like we're sharing as well? Because, again, it gives the full picture of how the residents in the facility are doing. Same to that point on those outcome scores, how do they crosswalk to the MDS scoring? Most therapists are not scoring down the same scale as the MDS, but how do we match those up? Because we've got to be speaking the same language there as well. And we already talked about, again, kind of those clinical programs. I think when we really start talking about quality measures, as they would then down the road contribute and affect the five-star rating, think about some of those clinical areas. Right? Pain, falls, wounds, pressure ulcers, weight loss, increase in ADL assistance. Those are some of the top ones that there's a direct correlation. We know that therapy can improve if we've got opportunities there. And then also that proactive, let's identify them before they flag. I would argue it's kind of our philosophy and my clinical philosophy as a PT, having been in long-term care so long, I think therapy has a direct and indirect influence probably on every quality measure, even behaviors, antipsychotics, right? Not a direct correlation on those, right? But if I had treated them under a skilled treatment plan and transitioned to full-time nursing care and they're living in their new environment or their prior environment in your facility, how did I set up that transition to be successful? And did I set it up not very well, maybe kind of just abruptly discharged or transitioned off of therapy, and there are lots of triggers in place for behavior still. So anyway, a whole other conversation maybe talking about some of those indirect ones. But I think, so again, walking away from this call today, definitely want you to go out with some expectations, and I think that's the key, that therapy should be expected to contribute to how we're tackling some of these scores, how we're looking at a five-star rating as partners and moving down this path, right? So we've got some shared goals. We've identified clinical opportunities. So to that point, should therapy be looking at clinical training specific to a topic? Falls is definitely one of the high flagging quality measures that I still see, of course, across the board. And so I'm not going to pretend that everywhere where rehab care is, we've made a complete reduction in that. No, but we consistently strive to. We bring training in. We bring specialized training in. We've got opportunities even that we have nursing components to some of the training that we do. Because, again, the focus is how do we reduce falls in the residents that we serve together. But I think that's a specific action plan. It's not therapy walks away from a meeting like, yeah, we've got a falls problem. I can give you specific, you know what, we're going to have a clinical trainer in next week, or we're pulling a mentor in from down the road that's going to really set or do case studies with us. We're going to do some proactive walking rounds, just looking for maybe not just falls, right? We're looking at low vision because that could be impacting your falls. But therapy needs to come to the table with some very specific clinical initiatives and goals, right? And we've got those tools. Every therapist and therapy company's got those. But we need to be bringing those to you and saying, hey, this is our plan. What do you think? And then let's measure, let's bring our functional outcomes back and your quality measures, and let's see how we did. Again, I think the expectation that therapy sharing those outcome measures with you, as well as not just specific to a patient, like this is Mrs. Smith's outcome scores, but hey, that she was a cardiopulmonary diagnosis, or that's the clinical program she was in for us. Where does that fit? Was she at a high risk for pressure ulcers? Did she have weight loss? So we can, again, start to tie those to quality measures. And that conversation should be so guided to that point. I think that gives us, refine the goals, refine the direction, or, again, give kudos because we made progress. And I don't want to leave without saying or stressing, again, that the proactive piece to that. So certainly the quality measures, having these discussions, and even therapy's outcome scores at the end of a skilled episode, historical information, as we said. So it's already happened. I can't change that. I can change it for the next time, but I can't change what already happened. So what am I doing on the proactive side? I think walking rounds with – I partner up. Man, I love if I can get into my facility and do walking rounds with a facility staff. RNA, any of the CNAs. I like to do it even with housekeeping or maintenance. There's so much information we can get from all of the professionals in your facilities. But it's the proactive side. I'm not looking for business or looking for caseload. I'm looking at preventing residents in your building from starting to flag on a quality measure or impacting your five-star rating down the road, because we know on the back end that that's harder to move that target, as well as it's harder to rebound our residents functionally once they've experienced a significant decline. So I hope that gives you some specific ideas or strategies to go to your therapy partners with and say, hey, what can we do about this? And let's get some specific goals all the way down to a clinical program level. Let's share functional outcome scores from therapy to the quality measures and see if they paint a picture and give us a direction of opportunity. I think with that, maybe we're ready to open up for any questions.
Great. Thanks, Stacy. I'm going to stop the recording and unmute the lines now.